Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. But despite the many upsides of age, a long life means that we have witnessed a number of horrendous events, and what we're going through now isn't all that easy either. But the most horrendous of all was experienced by our parents' generation, and that, of course, was the Holocaust and the tragic events of World War II. Our guest, Bernice Lerner, has written a riveting real-life account of two people who experienced the horrors of Bergen-Belsen firsthand. Actually, the account is one of an extremely personal nature because Bernice's own mother was imprisoned there, and hers is one of the main stories in the book. The title is All the Horrors of War: A Jewish Girl, a British Doctor, and the Liberation of Bergen-Belsen, and it's an important work with an incredibly profound message. And I have to say, I am honored and thrilled to have you join us today. So welcome, Bernice.
Oh, thank you so much.
I want to begin first off by saying the book, it's beautifully written, and the stories are written with such sensitivity. And, of course, this is very personal to you because this moving rendition or accounts are about your mom and, of course, the other prisoners and the British doctor. So man's humanity towards man seems to be never ending, but there are a lot of bright spots in the book, too. So I'm going to actually stop talking, and ask you to tell us, give us an overview of the book and, of course, why it was so profoundly important to you to share your mom's story.
Oh, so the book is the story of two protagonists, my mom, who was 14 years old when she was taken to Auschwitz, and 15 years old at the end of the war when she was liberated from Bergen-Belsen, and the British Brigadier, Glyn Hughes, who was 52 years old when he liberated the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. And I tell the book over the last year of the war, the very eventful, dramatic last year of the war, starting in the spring of 1944, when the Jews from my mother's hometown of Sziget, Transylvania, were rounded up, and Glyn Hughes on the other side of the continent was preparing for the D-Day invasion and calculating the casualties that were going to happen on the shores of Normandy and their evacuation and treatment of the soldiers. So it tells the two stories from two sides. It follows the two protagonists through the turns and tides of war, through the dramatic events that, you know, and even it's kind of suspenseful because we don't know when the Allies are going to, how successful they're going to be in fighting the fanatical Germans and going from country to country until finally they breach the fortress of Germany and in an unprecedented wartime event, the concentration camp of Bergen-Belsen, where the largest number of Jewish inmates were dumped in the race to get them away from possible liberators, is handed over to the British Second Army, which liberates the camp. But it's unprecedented because no other concentration camp was handed over. In all other cases, really, Hitler wanted no survivors to fall into Allied hands.
That's an overview
of the book.
Yeah, it is. And although it's not the easiest read in the world, it is so important. And your message, I think, needs to be one that everybody needs to know and really understand. I also want to mention that, at least to my knowledge, yours is the only book that took a look at the liberation kind of from both sides, one from, I guess, an inmate or somebody, a prisoner, and then one from one of the liberators. What kind of gave you that idea? Because it's such a blending of perspectives.
Yeah, so it's a very unusual account in that regard. And the truth be told, I didn't start out writing it that way. It all emerged from a question, which was, how did my mother survive? We had spoken about this throughout her life, my life, very organically, and she told me first about her childhood and her post-war years when she was recovering in Sweden, and then only did she tell me when I was a teenager what she had gone through as a young teenager. But she had fallen unconscious in Bergen-Belsen. She hadn't had any food or water for 5 days, and she had tuberculosis and typhus, and she was really sick. And then another event happened, and she was beaten up, and she fell unconscious. So she couldn't tell me exactly how she was rescued. And I became very interested, like, how did she actually, who saved her? Who specifically saved her? How was she, how did she wake up in a makeshift hospital bed where she had just been in a dung-infested barracks where she was laying in all kinds of stuff? And who took her from point A to point B and gave her a chance of trying, struggling to pull through? And that led me to the liberation, and the man most prominently associated it was with the liberation was Glenn Hughes, and he was turned out to be a really compelling character that the world didn't know about. He was, to me, as interesting a guy as an Oscar Schindler type. So I really dug into his life, tried to meet with or speak with every person who knew him. He died in 1973, so it was a race against time, and I began this like 15 years ago. So in the early years, I would interview people who were in their late 70s and 80s, and then I went over to London, and I dug into the archives and tried to uncover, learn more and more about this man's life. Who was he? What was his character? What did he bring to this experience of liberation? What did it do to him? What kinds of decisions did he have to make? And how did it affect him for the rest of his life? And in the process of researching Glenn Hughes, people would say to me, well, what about your mother? What about your mother? Her story is so interesting. It's so amazing. So I thought, well, could I write a dual biography? And that's what sort of started me on the path. And many manuscript drafts later, it is now published as a book, where I sort of braid these two very different points of view. So we get the really a different sense of the war from two perspectives, and I hope both are relatable and both are examples of courage. Courage and a real military war hero and administrator, and courage in a young girl. And yeah, so that's how they're kind of woven together. And then I take people into their experience and out of it as well, because the final chapter talks about what their lives were like post-war, a little bit about what Glenn Hughes accomplished and how he was inspired to do certain types of work after the war based on his experience of liberating Bergen-Belsen, and about my mother's sort of journey back to life after having lost so much.
Oh, you know, I'm just interviewing you. I have really tears are misting in my eyes. Bernice, thank you for sharing that story, because when I mentioned, I mean, it really is a true labor of love, 15 years of immersing yourself into this story. And then again, all these new experiences you must have had in London and finding out about this remarkable man, as well as really doing a deep dive into your own mom's story. It must have really changed your life as profoundly as you're changing our, well, more profoundly, but as you're changing ours right now with this book.
Yeah. Did it change? So, it was such an immersive kind of thing. It was like when you're a biographer, when you live with a story, you carry it with you all the time. You're always thinking about it, and you're always like, as you read new things or you hear, you know, interview people or listen to testimonies, you're making all these like connections, like the synapses in your brain are like on overload. They're working full time to sort of figure things out, and you have a lot of these wonderful aha moments, and that's on the one hand. And on the other hand, you kind of have to separate it from your own life. You're like you're living two lives. You're living in the lives of your characters, and then you have your own life. And so, you know, I had like during this course of this period, I had both my kids got married. I was planning weddings.
Oh,
I mean, a lot of wonderful things happened, too. I mean, my fifth grandchild was just born. So, you know, there's a lot of, you have your own thing. And most of the time I was working on this book, I also had a full-time job. I was a dean of an adult learning program. So I was really busy. And that's part of the reason it took such a long time. But I'm glad I started it when I did, because I got to interview some people who are no longer with us. And I'm really grateful. I'm also grateful that my mom is still alive to see the book published. And she's 90, and she speaks to, last 10 years, she's spoken a lot publicly about her experiences, a lot to school groups. She's spoken to more than 250 school groups. So that's really important work. Well, I'm proud of her, and I'm glad we lived to see this. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, how hopefully at some point we will learn from these, you know, these events throughout history. And I did see on your website, yeah, that your mom is still, you know, she has spoken to all these school groups to share her story. I mean, I'm sure she's touched people beyond what one might imagine by sharing it.
Yes, she tells the young people, these young people are the last young people, the last group of generation that's going to be able to hear from directly from an eyewitness. And the docents who introduce her always remind them of that and tell them that they're now witnesses. They heard from a witness and now they're a witness. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm going to start choking up here, Bernice. Any minute, I don't know how many hosts you've had break into tears in the middle of the interview, but you're really touching me in a big way. And I was thinking of you, too. Again, we only have a couple minutes, but when I was in high school, I was worried about if one of the boys that I like me and all that, and if your mother shared her story, you must have grown up with a whole lot of, you know, different emotional aspects to you, a depth of emotion that perhaps I missed in my teenage years. But boy, have you shared it with your readers in a big, big way.
Well, I just want to tell you that when I was in high school, I was most worried about whether a boy I liked me too. And my mother was understanding of my heartbreaks. She was really understanding of my,
Okay, so your mom, even though her teenage experience was somewhat different, she was there for you in all your heartbreak.
Yeah, she never said, oh, that's nothing. You know, she never did that,
Oh, she must be one heck of a remarkable woman. Oh, Bernice, this has been such a delight. I mean, even all the horrors of war is a story that is profound. It's the depth and the look at man's inhumanity to man can be difficult. But still, there are periods of grace, generosity, courage, as you say. It's a wonderful book. Before we get to where people can go get the book, though, I want to make sure people do know you have a website as well.
Yes, I'm at www.bernicelearner.com, and the book can be sold any place that sells books, online or at any local retail store can order it as well.
Well, and it's as I've said many times, I've used the word profound, but I can't think of a better word. It's important. Any final thoughts you have to share with our audience in the last minute or so we have?
No, just to hang in there with this pandemic, and I see parallels every day between the rescue efforts. It was a different evil, of course, a different type of assault, and the Holocaust was extreme. But we're dealing a lot with things. Rescue doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, and we just have to hang in there and hope. And please let everybody stay well and healthy.
Well, Bernice, you stay well and healthy, too. And, oh, my gosh, thank you for not only this wonderful interview, but sharing the story of your mother, the British doctor, and this beautiful book with us, All the Horrors of War.
Thank you so much.
And I urge all of you out there, please do check out this book. It's an important work, and it's one that you'll want to read. It's not an easy read necessarily, but it is inspiring in its very own way. And check out Bernice's website as well. And again, her book is called All the Horrors of War, A Jewish Girl, A British Doctor, and the Liberation of Bergen-Belsen. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.